This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is doing the fabulous thing, making sure that as soon as our interview is complete, it'll be on the WKOK podcast page. Of course, he makes sure that the interview goes on the air at all in the first place, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, I'm glad to say that from the beginning, the Days of Remembrance group came to us and asked for an opportunity to spread the word about their essay contest, their speakers that have visited, and the fact that they exist at all and are calling attention to the Holocaust, making sure that what is a trend in the U.S. stops, and that's being forgetting about the Holocaust or not having enough knowledge about it or just not being taught in schools or being dropped from history. And so Days of Remembrance, a local initiative, really a regional initiative, is fighting that tide. Two of the board members are with us, Dave Jacobson. We see him primarily talking to him about the essay contest, and he's got some news about that, but the essay contest related to Days of Remembrance is getting underway. So, Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate it. We've enjoyed covering this, and Dave Young's kept us informed over the years, and Cliff Readers, if we forget to do some publicity, he sends us a note, say, Mark, the balloon's going to go up without you if you don't do this, so we talk to him occasionally, too. And Barb Spaventa is back from Northumberland, just a real active resident, a board member of Days of Remembrance. She's been a veterans advocate as long as I've known her, making sure that we talk to and about all of our veterans, and the older they are, it seems like the more attention we give them, because we really got to make sure that we get some of these World War II stories while we can, and talking to these folks, and she's back with us as well. So thanks for coming in, Barb.
Thank you.
I appreciate this. Okay, so let's talk about Days of Remembrance. Dave, would you give us a quick definition, sort of an overview of this initiative locally?
Sure. This is a essay contest for high school and middle school students. There's a $500 first place award and a $250 second place award and multiple $100 honorable mention awards. The topic is the Holocaust. And our mission is to make the Holocaust something that people can perpetually think about and learn lessons from and to apply to their lives today.
And this is needed. The currency and prevalence of the Holocaust in education and being top of the mind is slipping.
Absolutely. You know, there are studies about the percent of people who don't know anything about the Holocaust. It's very high. About one-third of people know about Auschwitz, which was the biggest death camp during the Holocaust. And many people just don't know basic facts about the Holocaust. So the Holocaust is something for everybody to learn about hate of any group, and how people can learn lessons from that to apply to their lives today.
And Barb, you've sort of taken this in a different step, and not just remembering World War II and the Holocaust, but to make sure that we remember World War II vets and the history, that sort of this local rich history that exists.
Oh, absolutely. It is so important not to forget. For example, today is November 9th, and Kristallnacht in 1938 happened between the 9th of November and the 10th of November, where stormtroopers, under the guidance of propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels, came in and basically ransacked in Germany and Austria. 75,000 businesses, synagogues, cemeteries of Jewish people were absolutely destroyed. 30,000 men were deported to concentration camps, and over 100,000 Jews fled Germany at that point, basically during this awful, catastrophic event that we call the Night of Broken Glass. And it was so tragic, and, you know, it's it's hard to imagine that after that occurred, all that damage, and the Jews were actually held accountable. Their insurance claims were kept by the Germans, and they were made to pay back what in 1938 money was $400 million in damages that the stormtroopers had done to these people. And I believe over 100 Jews were killed on that night as well.
And all the while, you make sure that if there are individuals in our region or in the U.S. who were maybe children during the Holocaust, or maybe were in captivity as children they would have been, or soldiers who fought in World War II, you make sure that these folks are brought up, talked about, remembered, and heard from.
Absolutely. And we're hoping this year, health permitting, my dear friend David Tuck, and David lives outside of Philadelphia region, and he has recently, in the last couple years, spoken to the Danville High School. He has been telling his story for decades to hundreds of thousands of people all around the world to keep the remembrance alive. And David was a child during this time in Poland, and he was first in the ghetto, and then he was transported to Auschwitz. And after Auschwitz, he was finally liberated in Mauthausen, which was a horrible, horrible camp where they had these stairs where they would just literally toss the Jews off the stairs as for humor, which was, you know, terrifying to think. But they would carry stones, 50-pound slabs of stones, up and down these stairs, and basically they worked them to death. And he was about 15 years old when they liberated him on May 5th.
And Dave, how do we get to a point in our history, or, you know, in our persona, where this becomes an asterisk and doesn't become just a critical, tragic, evil milestone?
It's an excellent question, and it is actually, you know, why we're doing this essay contest, to try and encourage people to learn about it and remember it. The reality is we say never again, and the truth is we have had other ethnic cleansing events since the Holocaust, not in Germany, not with Jews, but with other people in Africa, in Rwanda, in Yugoslavia and Serbia and Croatia. There has been ethnic cleansing. And even today with the Uyghurs in China, there is a sort of ethnic cleansing that's going on. And we say, how does it happen again? But we don't hear that much about the Uyghurs in the news. It's not prominent news, yet I believe a million people have been affected. Uyghurs have been affected by Chinese government actions, basically with the goal of eliminating their culture. And so we say, how does it not happen, or how does it happen? But it is happening. And so it's just so important to learn about the Holocaust as an example. It's an extreme example. The Nazis' goal was to eliminate Jews from Earth. And they had a plan to exterminate all the Jews, and they were pretty effective at their plan.
And so that takes us all the way up to Days of Remembrance essay contest. You want young people in middle school and high school to pause, read up, think about this, interview, do whatever it takes, and then draft an essay.
That's right. Yes, we have an essay contest at daysofremembrance.org. Any middle school or high school student, 7th through 12th grade, in six counties in the area, Northumberland, Snyder, Union, Montour, Columbia, and Lycoming counties, any student there, doesn't have to be a public school, private school, homeschool, any student may participate in the essay contest. The question is on the website, so you can just go to daysofremembrance.org. Our deadline is in March 12th of 2022, so you have plenty of time to read up. And we're expanding the essay word count up to 850 words this year. That was one of the big requests, that people wanted to be able to write more before our maximum was 750 words.
Which is still exceedingly short. Really.
It is very short, yes.
But
it
you
is.
Have to read a lot of essays, so we'll give some help to them.
Our goal was to not make this a burden on people. So we didn't want to make some huge essay. So we wanted to encourage people to learn about it and write something about it, and with the chance of also winning a nice prize as well. So
Barb and I have never done anything in less than 1,000 words, I'm sorry to say. So, hey, but this will be a challenge for the students. Okay, well, we just have a few moments left, so let's make them count. David Tuck is going to avail himself to a virtual opportunity again for really everybody this time.
Yes, we're hoping that all the kids that submit essays, we will have ability to give them a Zoom link, and they will be able to have a live webinar with David where he will be able to tell their stories and then do a lot of Q&A. I think it's so important, firsthand experience. It's one thing to read something in a book, but when these kids meet a real World War II veteran or they meet a Holocaust survivor or anybody within history and has a story to tell, it becomes more tangent to them. It's something that they can remember, and it becomes their memory now. You know, it's not something that's going to die away when you know, these heroes leave the world. You know, these kids will say, I met this person. They'll tell their kids will tell their kids. You know, it's something that, you know, keeps these stories going, and I think it really makes an impact to have that experience.
Well, he's the real deal. Between the words that he's written and the things that he's said and the places he's gone and the stuff he's talked about from the Holocaust, it not only makes it real, but, I mean, you see students tearing up as he talks, and you see students that end up really dedicating hours in their future to make sure that they understood what he was talking about and that it was real and that it happened. Okay, daysofremembrance.org. Make a pitch for folks to do an 850-word online. Make sure students, middle and high schoolers, consider submitting an online essay. Please, Dave.
Well, the Holocaust was a terrible event in history. It's important learning about it and to learn lessons from it and it's a general lesson for how to treat other people. So you have a chance of winning up to $500, and it's been rewarding seeing the impact and some of the comments that we've gotten from students and from teachers who've participated. It seems to be a rewarding experience for a lot of the students and teachers that are involved.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring it back. I want you to tell me again, as this progresses, as this is happening, as David Tuck's appearance is nearing, and then hopefully we'll get a chance to, we've spoken to students who were previous winners in the past. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do that again. And we can also have a conversation someday about our current division, the state of hate today. You know, certainly not squelched, not as big collectively, having big groups or countries or individuals as many, but still out there. So both of you, thank you so much for all you're doing to make sure that Days of Remembrance has folks pushing for it around here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I do want to just, if I can, just thank our sponsors.
Oh, please. Yeah, go right ahead.
I don't know if I have time to thank them, but the Susquehanna Valley Marine Corps League is a sponsor of ours. The Shikellamy High School Junior ROTC is also a sponsor. Auto Bookstore in Williamsport is also a sponsor. The Lewisburg Sunrise Rotary and Fairfield Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Muncie. All of those are sponsors that make this essay contest possible.
All right.
So thank you to them. And I also just want to thank all of our World War II veterans who fought for our freedom in World War II. And in a way, this essay contest is dedicated to them and the impact that they've made on so many people's lives in our country.
Well said. Thank you so much. Dave Jacobson lives in the Lewisburg area and is one of the board members of Days of Remembrance. Barb Spaventa lives in Northumberland, also a board member of Days of Remembrance, daysofremembrance.org.